You good? You going?
I think.
Oh, okay. You want to start this one off?
Welcome back to the Daily Dose with your host,
Dax.
And Jamal.
Yeah, that was weird because, like, I'm looking at my camera, but I'm also seeing your face, and you just said Daily Dose with your host and just, like, stared into my soul there.
I did.
Okay, that's after the camera off. I am done looking at that beautiful face of yours. Okay, stop looking at me like that, man. All right. Usually I start off the podcast by going over our statistics. I went over them already, so I don't know. I don't really remember them, and I don't feel like going over them. You got any input on that?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Jamal has zero input in anything right now. Jamal is just tired and wants to go to bed.
Oh. How's your ankle going?
It's healing.
It's healing. Well, that's good. It's good that it's healing.
Yeah, it's like 80% back.
I thought it was 80% yesterday, though.
It's still 80%. It's still more like 85.
Ah, I see.
And I like to round down for some reason.
Why do you round down?
Because I'm special.
You just don't want to, like, make yourself overconfident and then, like, hurt it again?
Yeah, I'm already, like, super confident, so I need to, like...
You're a bit too confident, some would say.
Yeah, some might say that.
Some, or many, or everyone would say you're a little too confident, but... Hey,
no.
That's not what we're here for. We're here to talk about our life and other things like that.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of life, did you know I'm actually better than Jamal at basketball now?
No comment.
No, I'm getting better, but I'm still really bad at it.
I mean, you are getting better. It's just sometimes you, like, just stay instead of actually, like, shoot it.
I also pump fake a lot.
Yeah, like when you have an open lane, you just go, whoo, and then, like, wait for everyone to, like, come at you.
And then everyone's there. I'm like, oh, wait, now what?
Yeah.
And I also like to be a ball hog a bit, but, you know, sometimes it does work out, honestly. I make sick layups.
It works a lot of the time.
I don't know. I like doing layups. I'm trying to get my threes better. I feel like... If I get into a good rhythm, I can shoot threes. But if I have no rhythm at all, it's just miss, miss, miss.
Yeah, no, that happens with everyone. Even the best miss.
I'm gonna try out for the senior team.
You better.
I'll see if I have time. I probably will. I'll probably make the team, but I'll probably be benched for the majority of it. I just want to get better, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, I feel you. I also want to get better.
My handles are, like, so bad. Like, that is, like, my worst thing. Are my handles. But, hey. There's always room for improvement.
Just, like, trying to become a more confident shooter. Because there's a lot of times where I'm open and I just, like, don't shoot.
Pass. Oh, crap. Should have shot.
Yeah, sometimes that happens. And then, you know, when I don't pass sometimes, I kind of ball hog.
Yeah, but what do you expect?
When you say don't pass, shoot the open ball, he messed with me.
shoot, no wait, pass now, pass, too late, shoot!
Why'd you say shoot at the beginning?
Basketball talk. I know nothing about basketball. I know about, like, five players I could probably name off.
Name them.
And, okay, well, we got Curry, Stephen Curry, LeBron James, we have Lonzo Ball, we have Kevin Durant, we have, oh, I can never remember his name, but I know what he looks like. James Harden, there we go, that's his name.
Nice.
We have Kyle Lowry, Giannis. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you say his last name?
How was your day, Jamal?
My day's been pretty all right. Woke up, did a lot of math homework, cried, and then, you know, just started up a podcast.
I mean, Yeah,
By like startup, I mean like, you know, this.
Yeah, we make a podcast.
Yeah, not startup. That would be like stupid.
I've started editing my second video on the beef I'm in, which a lot of you probably don't know that I'm in beef. But yeah. Let's start talking about that. So, one day I was on Instagram, right? And then I got a DM from somebody. Ooh. Or some people, as I should say, that go by the name of Three Guys and a Comic Book.
Interesting name.
Very interesting name. I got no clue who these boys are, or boys that, well, no, they are boys. I would have to assume. I've listened to the podcast now. But they sent me a podcast episode. And I had to listen to it, and turns out they were beefing on me. So, me being myself I am, I went and made a video about them. I just posted that video yesterday, or 2 days ago when this podcast gets uploaded, I think.
Probably.
And so now I'm making my second video on them because they came out with an episode 10 beefing on three other people, and they go in hard. Like, they start making fun of dead people.
Yeah, no, what they make fun of is like some really like controversial things.
Oh, like, things you should not say. Definitely should not say. So we're working on that. If you want to see the videos, I should be able to have a link in the description of our podcast, depending on what website you're watching it on. I think on Apple, if you're watching on Apple Podcasts, which like 70% of you are, you should be able to find my channel and actually keep up with the beef. But yeah, I wouldn't say I'm halfway done editing. I'm probably like 1/4 of the way done editing the video.
Nice.
But yeah, it should be up the same day this podcast comes up, or it has to, because kind of talked about this podcast in that video. But yes. Yeah, these three guys in a comic book, they go in, like, they say, like Jamal said earlier, very, very controversial things.
Wow. Water tastes really good.
Okay, that's why you weren't,
Yeah.
I'm like, Jamal, are you gonna have an input? And he's just silent.
I could crumple up this plastic good. Water bottle for you.
No, I think we're good.
All right.
Oh god, I just heard it.
What'd you hear?
I heard you gargle the water. The
no, I no? just gulp. I just like just gulped,
gulped
it.
Gulped it. That's the word. Gulped it. Do you have any input on the three guys in a comic book, or the three comic book boys, however you say it?
Not really. I'm like a minority.
So I totally forgot that they mentioned our podcast in their podcast.
Yeah, it was really funny.
This is like podcast beef, because like, technically, I was planning on like beefing on them in this podcast too. I mean, I guess we could. The one guy on their podcast, whatever his name is, Cole or Will, can't tell them apart. Well, one of them, or maybe it's both of them, but they both gotta just like slow down when talking, because it's like impossible to understand what they're saying.
See, I'm really good at talking fast, so I can understand fast talk, but still, it's really fast.
Like, it is, like, really fast, and it's, like, it's stuttering, too. Like, I talk fast. I don't talk fast, but I do talk fast. So I guess I do talk fast, then. But, like, I try to slow myself down for the podcast, but, like, sometimes it gets out of hand when, like, I gotta explain my point. I just start going quick.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But, yeah,
whenever I'm put on the spot, I just go, whoop-doo.
When do you get put on the... You don't talk when you get put on the spot. What are you talking about?
I talk really quietly and really fast. So that's the thing.
Like, how quiet is quiet? Like, -1 decibels quiet?
Like, 0.05 decibels.
0.05 decibels.
At, like, 5 times speed.
Oh, yeah. So it would be louder then, because... I don't know. Let's not get into this kind of math thing. This is not my forte.
Yeah, it's not mine either. I hate math.
But yeah, in their podcast, I got called a racist, so... That's nice. Racist,
you know,
because...
I love being racist.
Jamal. Can you guess why I got called a racist?
No.
You can't... it's because of my podcast. Or no, not mine. Our podcast is a minority.
I don't understand why it's, like, who's the minority? It's literally just two guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's literally two good friends trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
And we're just getting called racist?
Minority.
So that, minority.
Joke's on Dax. He's the minority.
I'm the minority. Joke's on you. You're the racist.
Yes, I am. That was a joke.
That was a joke. And their more recent podcast, they came up with a new game to make their podcast more entertaining. It's called How Gay Is He?
So the
main topic of that podcast was about the Sasai kick. You guys might know if you watched my old channel where we had our little beef battle. But anyways, their game was to measure or try and think how gay he was on a scale of 1 to 10. And they all said 11.
Jeez.
So that's very controversial.
Gay means happy. So, like, I'm pretty sure he's a really happy guy.
He probably is a very happy guy.
One second. Mom, I feel like the kitchen's not on fire.
Oh, no. All right, so this is like the last podcast when I like just left Jamal to use the bathroom. That'll probably happen again a little later. But I have the DMs right here. I'll just like read a couple lines right here. So after checking out the Psychic segment of your podcast, I'd have to say it's one of the most unprofessional and bottom of the barrel embarrassing things I think I've ever seen in my entire life. So that was from one of the Psychic's friends DMing the Three Guys in a Comic Book podcast. He went on, he put down five different points and then did a whole recap. Wrote like a practical essay. So props to this guy for taking care of his friend. But yeah, that was one line. You encourage your audience to go to somebody's page and mass comment something, which is just utterly pathetic and embarrassing. Now these people, this guy who was DMing Three Guys in a Comic Book, were they really went hard on him. They do not accept disrespect from people.
Oh,
what's up, Jamal?
Hello, what were you talking about?
About 2 days ago, I think, or like a day ago, right after the 10th episode, or the 10th podcast episode dropped, the Sasai Kick, two of his friends DM'd him, Three Guys in a Comic Book on Instagram, and totally, like, wrote essays on him, on how they are pathetic and stuff. And so I got a hold of the DMs, and I just read a couple lines just to give everyone the vibe of what's going on. And if you guys do want to hear the rest of the DMs, they'll be posted on my channel. Like I said, there'll be a link in the description, probably. Hopefully. But yeah. So your kitchen was on fire, I heard.
No.
No? It wasn't on fire?
No. I just left the stove on.
Oh! it could have been on fire.
Could have.
You know what's sad?
Mm-hmm.
I'm using a lavalier mic for my YouTube videos, and if you don't know what a lavalier mic is, it's like a really, really small microphone for like vlogging. Mm-hmm. I'm using that when I have like a studio rated microphone that I just don't use. And this thing is like humongous, but it's so much better. But I'm just not using it for anything. I should actually probably figure out how this works and use it.
Probably.
Yeah, this thing's like just sitting here going to waste, but hey.
I'll figure it out later. Yeah, I feel what you mean.
So, Anything great happening in life right now for you?
No, not really.
No?
Yeah, no, everything went downhill once it got sick on, like, last Saturday.
Oh, yeah, and you couldn't come to the volleyball tournament.
Or yeah, and then, like...
Yeah, that was the tournament.
I rolled my ankle on Wednesday.
Yeah, Jamal's just not having it right now.
Got a test on Monday. Had a chemistry test last Tuesday. Like, this week on Tuesday.
I had a math test yesterday.
Nice. Or not nice.
I don't know. We'll find out once I get my mark back.
Let's see.
Oh gosh, I just kicked my light.
Nice.
Forza Horizon 5 just came out recently, right?
Yeah.
Yesterday or 2 days ago? Which was it? It was 2 days ago, right?
If you got the premium add-on, you got it like a couple days early, but the game... Like, released November 9th, I'm pretty sure.
November 9th.
So, like, 2 days ago.
2 days ago, yeah. So, me personally, I can't play it because I don't have an Xbox or, like, a powerful enough computer. But Jamal can because he just got the brand new Xbox. So, would you like explaining how it was?
It was pretty intriguing, to be honest. The graphics were insane. There's like a lot of cars to purchase, and I don't have any money.
And you don't have any money. Well, have you seen that glitch where it's like self-driving glitch?
Yeah, I saw it all over TikTok, and I'm like, maybe I should try that.
Have you yet?
No. I feel like, you know, what's the point of like just cheating?
Like, I wouldn't say it's cheating.
It's definitely not cheating if it's in the game. But like,
I think it's just a bug.
No, it's like for like people who just want to like have the scenery in a game. Whoops, because it like automatically steers. Like it's like an actual option.
Oh, to like make like kind of like films in the game.
Yeah, basically.
So the driving's more like. Calm and stuff. I feel that.
It's just people are like exploiting it to like get money. And if you do that, like I understand why you're doing that, but like the game's gonna get really dry after a couple months when you have every single thing unlocked.
Yeah. That's I find that is very, very true. Like the game is like really fun when you find an exploit and then you beat the game. It's like, okay, now what? Make another car? Well, don't really want to do that.
Yeah, the only way exactly.
I see that's acceptable is for people who use Forza 5 as content and they need money quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't think you can in the Forza franchise. I don't think you can like just buy credits. Can you?
I don't think you can. And if you can, yeah, so. I wouldn't know because I don't purchase in-game credits unless it's 2K.
Yeah. I don't think it is, because I know in Forza 4 they definitely didn't. But yeah, for YouTubers who like need like that's their main way of content, Forza. They just want money quick so they can just pump out videos. Which is very understandable. But
yeah, very understandable.
But it is what it is. People are gonna exploit games, there's no stopping them besides getting rid of the exploit. I remember
what was the team that made Forza? They like did a really good job this year. The game is really fun.
Well, I'll search it up.
Yeah, because like that game was really fun. Like the driving felt good. The races are nice.
The view is Forza great. 5?
Yeah. Just Forza 5 is a great game.
Okay, let's see. I'm searching it up right now. Playground Games.
Playground Games. They did a good job. You know, just good job. I'll give you just a pat on the back if I could.
But it's also saying Xbox Game Studios made the game. What?
Interesting. That's probably why it's an Xbox/PC exclusive.
Yeah. Xbox Game Studios. They definitely helped with it. Because the Forza Horizon franchise has always been on Xbox, and that's why I've always been an Xbox person.
Mm-hmm.
So how much is Forza 5, if you don't mind me asking?
I got it through the Game Pass thing, so it's free for me. But
free for you, but did he give you a price at all? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure Forza 5's price is like... Wait, 1 sec, let me just search this up. I want to be just correct here. Forza Horizon 5 is like $80.
$80. Okay, it's not bad.
Yeah, $79.99.
It's acceptable for like a Forza game, because I think their last game was like 80 something too. Forza 4 when it came out. I don't know. I'm a big car guy, so that's why I'm just asking about this, because I can't play it myself. I can watch videos on it. I just don't want to, because I feel like I'll get like jealous real quick. Be like, but I want to play. Why can't I play?
Yeah, I know what you mean. That's how I feel with Spider-Man.
I still haven't watched the Spider-Man trailer. Jamal like beefs on me for not watching it. I'm just like, I don't really want to watch it.
Spider-Man No Way Home is just... I feel like it's going to be way too hyped up.
I mean, Tom Holland's the actor, right? I think.
Right? Yeah, but what people are expecting now is like all three Spider-Mans to come back. And right now, I'm like conflicted if that's actually true.
Oh, like the other actors, like whoever his name is?
Yeah, Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield. I'm a Spider-Man guy.
Oh, they're thinking all three of them are going to come back?
Yeah, because like all three of the old villains are coming back. Like the old villains are coming back. Oh. So that's why I was hyped up for it, and that's why I beefed on you for not watching the trailer.
I'm still probably not gonna watch it.
Yeah, you probably will not.
I like Spider-Man. He's a great superhero. He's young, talented, but I don't know, I just kind of like drifted away from superhero movies. Marvel, especially after Endgame. I'm like, okay, series is done for me.
See, I just really like Spider-Man. I got a Spider-Man blanket after all.
Your homepage is literally Miles Morales.
On TikTok, yeah.
But also on your phone, your lock screen, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's Miles Morales. I mean, that is a sick picture.
Last podcast was so long ago.
What?
I'm pretty sure it was like during the summer, yeah. It was either during the summer or like during second semester of last year.
I don't want to sound weird or anything, but I'm like so tempted to eat my microphone.
April.
Like this pop filter is just looking like.
And the title
right
is "We're Back."
Oh, okay. Well, I'm finally warm. My house is freezing when I woke up today. So that wasn't too nice to wake
back
up
for. But, one episode.
I mean,
and that was practically.
Hey, at least we're recording a podcast again. When was our last?
It just has 2 minutes left. I kind of watched the whole thing on April like 10th or something.
I think it was like August or April.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just gonna log into our account to see when our last podcast was.
Oh, nice! We're
April
doing it 8th. Late this time.
What's the title? The title of this podcast? We're back again.
Oh God. Nice. Mm-hmm.
How long was that episode?
Gahana.
Nice. Hey, fans. All right.
I had a gas car.
Okay.
I feel like you butchered that.
Okay. All right. So, I'm going to look at our statistics since I'm in a podcast account. So, So, yeah, we're doing it late. We're not doing it at the start, but oh my gosh, there's a lot of countries that listen to our podcast. Okay, so 54% is United States.
Nice.
13% is Canada. 5% is Germany. 3% is Ghana. 3% South Africa. 3% Nigeria.
Oh, no, North Korea.
2% Australia. Oh, never mind. 1% Taiwan. 1% Madagascar. 1% Sierra Leone. Less than 1%. Yeah, I definitely did.
Definitely.
Now all these other ones I'm gonna say are less than 1%. United Kingdoms, Laos, Albania, Zimbabwe, Democratic Republic of Timor Leste, Mozambique, Uganda, Pakistan, AO.
Knew it.
India,
I knew it.
Kenya, France, Zambia, Greece, and Gambia. Oh, there's more.
See, I just knew North Korea was going to be
there's more, there's more. New Zealand, Ireland, Tanzania.
I just knew it.
Bhutan,
and
Norway.
And I'm so happy I knew it.
Vanuatu. Okay, we're not going to talk about that one. Myanmar, Libya,
Samsung
Philippines,
TV?
Jamaica, Namibia, by the way.
Come on, like, that's the
Botswana,
best way to watch a podcast on your Samsung TV.
Eswatini, Hungary.
There's no other way
least.
To actually
listen to a podcast. Oh, it's actually North Korea. Um, 75% male, 25% female. Go ahead. You knew it.
Oh, wait, no, it was during, like, first semester exams.
72% of our listeners are on iPhone, 6% Android, 4% Windows, and 18% other.
It's pretty cringe.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Samsung TV.
I have no clue what we talked about.
Yeah, no doubt.
Near the end of the first semester, I'm pretty sure.
So we have three episodes that
so
are
like
actual
January,
episodes.
January, February.
And then we have one that's 25 seconds. And we do have one that's an hour and 2 seconds, but that one was just a draft. That one never did get posted.
Why?
I don't know why, though.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, we could. I'm gonna drive Toyota Sienna.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
I'm finna drive a Toyota Sienna.
No, I don't remember either. That was like the start of grade 10, right? Or the end?
Yes, sir.
Near the end of first semester.
It's very funny.
Okay.
My mom's car.
January, February. Oh, I can't wait till January.
Same thing.
Then I can go for my test. My driver's test. Say driver's part. My driver's test. Well, you can too. We get to go the same date.
Yeah.
I mean, our last names are like practically the same.
Oh, God.
To who? Oh, this ain't no Supra, it's a Toyota Sienna.
No, not really.
I love that TikTok. Nah, no. Jamal's first car is actually a Toyota Sienna, so that's quite sick.
Interesting.
We'll call it your car, though.
It was sick, really fun
right?
For
you'll
a day.
You'll be able to carry, like,
and then
seven
I got over
boys.
With it.
You'll be able to carry the whole friend group. Sick. My
it was really fun
like
for like
seat five.
5 minutes and
barely.
I'm like, nope, I'm gonna take the stairs even though I can't.
I can seat six probably. I have a big trunk, so I'd be
what should we do?
I go sit in the back, you know.
We should. Make it a lot more interesting. Yes, Logan Paul hit us up.
Talk about or anything? No.
Oh.
Yeah, there's one more thing I want to talk about.
Really?
I really don't remember what it was.
Again?
Oh, the school elevator. That thing was fun for a day.
That kind of sucks. Imagine, like...
Yeah, I was done with that the same day it started.
Let me also type this up. Is Hogan Paul getting canceled again?
You know what we should do? We should get a guest on our podcast. That'd be sick, I feel. Yeah, cause... Logan Paul! Oh, I just heard a story about Logan Paul, actually. Wait, I think he's getting canceled again or something. I don't know, I didn't watch the whole video.
Oh. Oh yeah, I remember that one. That was funny.
Okay, apparently I don't know how to spell Paul.
Oh. Oh, God.
See, I don't know if he's getting canceled again. I don't remember. I
think he should.
It was on a drama alert, I think.
None of them should.
Oh, Logan Paul leaks Mr. Beast Squid Game. Mr. Beast Squid
Game. It's about Drive.
Logan Paul leaks Mr. Beast's plan. I think it was that one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was Logan Paul for president. That's what it was.
I am hungry, actually.
That's what it was. All right, let's see what you have to say.
I suppose
Logan
it
Paul
is.
For president.
This is a very short podcast, but like...
Will Jake Paul run for president?
It's full of flavor. Because this time we had a plan on like 99% of our videos, podcasts. Sorry,
I think The Rock should be president, in my opinion. It's about power. We stay hungry. We want food. Don't want to get... I'm very hungry. I guess that's the perfect time to end the podcast then. Alright, Hey, expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't you love flavor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not at all.
Speaking of... Oh, there's one thing I do want to do. I think we should make... This is my opinion only. Like, you can shut this down.
Yeah,
I don't care.
I feel like we should
make a podcast YouTube channel and, like, record ourselves talking, and then we can, like...
Then
like,
we can
post
use
the camera
hand gestures
of the podcast on there. We'll have to talk about that once I'm done with my microphone thing. Then we can figure out how to do that.
Yeah, so watch out. Next video
me and Jamal
coming out.
Live a little
August.
Far apart to do that. And I don't want you guys to forget that we are
August
teenagers, so
great
we can't
month.
Just like go buy a studio and like go drive there. That's not how that works.
Yeah.
But we can definitely take a shot at it. It'll definitely be a little bit harder, and it'll be more on my end of figuring out how to do it. But hey. I think that's a perfect spot to end off the podcast. Me and Jamal will try and be more consistent. I think we said that in the last podcast, and that definitely came true. So, we'll talk to you guys, and... we'll talk to you guys in a couple of months. August. Alright. Well, bye.